Matt, is there a frustration level on your part with the run game, or is it, do you understand it because it's kind of the nature of the defense that's just played so far?
A little bit of both. I mean, it is frustrating, especially during the game because, you know, we do call. We're not calling the runs. We are calling run plays, but sometimes the defense is set up where the run play that we call is not going to work, you know, on that defense. So, you know, just like the first play of the game last week, we ran a toss and, you know, it wasn't the right look that we got and ended up losing yardage on that. So then we're behind the ball on that. So, you know, each week we're continuing to work on it and, you know, got to get everybody on the same page up front, you know, and some of the guys that are stepping in for the injured players, get everybody on the right page with where we're blocking the right looks. And if they change personnel or if they change a different, you know, defensive front, that we know how to block that as well.
How does Julius Peppers' presence change a Packers defense?
He's still a playmaker out there, so, I mean, it changes it a lot. You know, you have a guy like him on the edge along with Clay Matthews is, you know, you got to watch both sides. And so, you know, you have to be conscious of those guys, those type of players on the outside that, you know, if we can't, you know, hold them down or in the passing game or even in the run game, you know, then it's going to be a problem.
Are there any personal frustrations when we talk about the running game? They leave a little bit knowing that you're still, you know, a big part of what they do
pass more? No, I mean, I still want to run the ball way more effectively than we have been running the ball. So, you know, we've been working on that, and we need to do that.
Yesterday, Lance was saying that Julius tends to have big games against his former teams, like against Carolina a couple years ago. Could you foresee that with him, a little extra motivation?
Yeah, see, I foresee a little extra motivation. I don't know, hopefully don't foresee a bigger game against us, but, you know, he definitely has, you know, found new life, I guess, over there with the change of scenery, new team, and a new defense. So if you watch him on film, you know, he's still out there making plays. He's a big guy out there, and he's a force to be reckoned with. So, you know, we're going to have to deal with those guys on the outside.
Man, it was tough going early on in the game against the Jets, but you picked up, I think, 14 yards in your last two carries. Does that have a carryover effect for next week, knowing that you were able to get some crucial yards at the end of the game?
Well, towards the end of the game, we started figuring out, you know, what they're doing and when we needed to run the ball to get first downs or whether we need to run it to run the clock down. We, you know, blocked it well and, you know, hit the hole hard and ended up, you know, getting positive yards and making first downs, keep the clock running. So we definitely can carry that into next week, but you know, it doesn't mean that we're going to, you know, it doesn't mean that it's fixed or anything. You know, we have to work on it like we did today and yesterday at practice to get everything fixed.
How much has the run game been affected by having two new guys on the line this year? And maybe not just their play, but even the play calling?
I mean, a lot of times it didn't really affect the play calling because we still do call. They know the plays. And just sometimes there's maybe a different look. We might have blocked it wrong or didn't block somebody or, you know, whatever the question, I mean, whatever the answer is or the problem was. But, you know, there is a bit of a learning curve because, you know, we're so used to having Slauson and guards in there and those five, you know, solidify the line and, you know, having that cohesiveness up there and working together. So, you know, it is a little bit of a learning curve, but, you know, it's with every team in the league, you know, everybody has injuries and somebody has to step up, and you know, nobody's team is going to have all, you know, 11 or 22 starters, you know, play the entire year on the team. So we have to figure that out and make it work.
Matt Martellus said that he sought you out for conditioning in the off season. What do you remember about your experience with him doing that, and what did you guys all do?
Yeah, I did a lot of speed training as well as conditioning with him, and you know, just getting him prepared to where, you know, last year I would see him run and, you know, he would, you know, get a ball or, like, you know, make a couple guys miss and have a nice play, but then he might be a little bit winded after the play. And so I guess he sought me out for that because, you know, as a running back, you may get a pass, and this offense especially, you may get a pass here, you know, get a first down, and then you got to run the ball the next play. So you have to be highly conditioned. And so I knew all about that. And it's just the fact that, he didn't know how to do it, so I just would take him through many different workouts, whether it was on the treadmill that we do or the hill run that he would come with me with. And you can see out there, he'll catch a ball in the flat, make a couple guys miss, and get 9 yards when it looked like he's supposed to get none. So it's been working for him, and you know, he hasn't been winded out there where he can stay in and be able to play mostly every down.
From a personal standpoint, what sense did you get for his professional ambition and his desire to really get better?
Yeah, he was very serious about it. You know, I'm glad that he did, you know, ask me about, you know, how to get better at that or how to improve his game. And so that shows you the professionalism that is in him, that he would seek me out to, you know, try to get better or learn something from that.
That hill's not easy for a running back. We've seen you take Anthony Adams up there, the big guy like Martellus Bennett. What was that like for him?
He does very well on it. I mean, Martellus is a big guy, but also he runs, you know, like a receiver or, you know, he's fast to be as big as he is. So he's a big athlete, and, you know, he does pretty good on it. I mean, he's not as fast as me up the hill, of course, but, you know, he does very well on it, and he consistently does it. That's the fact, you know, that he can continuously and consistently come out there with me and do it. You know, he could have said the first time, oh, it's a little too hard. I think I'm going to just do a different workout or something. But he goes a lot, even when I don't go sometimes, or if I'm out of town, some he'll go.
Man, as a division rival, you and the Bears, the Packers are quite familiar with each other. How is there more gratification if running situation, they know you're probably going to run, and you run, and you can get some yardage. Does that give you extra gratification to be able to execute when they know pretty much what's coming?
I mean, it's gratifying any time that you can execute a run play, you know, especially in this league, because, you know, each year, I mean, it gets harder and harder to run the ball. You know, it's not a secret, you know, that we, you know, can run the ball and that we do different type of runs and stuff like that. And the opponent studies you just like you study them. So it's always gratifying to be able to run the ball on anybody.
Jay just praised your team first mentality. Do you even care about touchdown totals or things like that? Does that bother you?
No, I'm not a real stats guy. You know, I'm just in there to try to affect the game and in a positive way, any way I can help our team win, you know, in any manner, in any way I can possibly. You know, if you worry about stats too much, then you're out there thinking about getting yards instead of doing the right thing to help your team win. That's pretty selfish to be able to, you know, want to worry about how many touchdowns or how many yards you get. If you're doing the right thing and you work hard enough, that'll come along with it.
How does not having Tony now affect the run game as far as what you can call it, the two back looks that you guys show?
We use Dante as a tight end, and he's kind of like an H-back. He's a tight end, and he can be used as a fullback. You know, it does hurt not to have Tony back there because he's a solid fullback, and that's, you know, what he does. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, something Dante is willing to do, but obviously, he's going to have to learn some of the ins and outs of, you know, being at the fullback position.